To help fill the state's budget gap, Alaska Governor Bill Walker has asked legislators to consider a variety of tax increases, including raising fisheries taxes by 1%. The House Fisheries Committee put that bill on hold yesterday. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
During a House Fisheries Committee hearing last week, State Tax Director Ken Alper explained that the increases, estimated to bring in $18.4 million, essentially would make fish revenue match the cost of fisheries management without overhauling the current structure of fish taxes.
There are embedded features in existing statute that the governor did not want to look to upend. For example, the percentage shares of municipal revenue sharing or the different existing tax rates between an onshore versus a floating versus a cannery. Those are fully within the legislature's discretion to move those around. It's not that 1% was a dartboard solution. It was the most rational solution to try to come up with the desired amount of additional funding.
But at the end of a hearing on Tuesday, Alper gave the public and the committee a tool to look at changes to those rates, a spreadsheet.
It creates a framework to sort of plug in different tax rates for the different categories of the fishery. The 3% rate that more or less is all the onshore fisheries, the 4.5% rate that one person testified might be very high is really the canned fishery, the 5% offshore floater rate, and the 1% developing. So that's an Excel spreadsheet. It's very user-friendly. It's on the internet. Individuals and the public can look at it now if you wanted to plug in different tax rates to try to create a desired level of revenue for alternative versions of the bill. You now have that available to you.
During multiple hearings, the committee heard from fishermen and industry representatives who mostly said they wanted to pay their fair share but were uncertain of the details of the governor's proposal. Seward fisherman and direct marketer Rhonda Hubbard told the committee the industry needed more time and to be more involved in crafting a plan.
Fisheries tax is very complex. It's probably one of the most complex tax components within the Department of Revenue. And those tax schemes do need to be updated. And while it's admirable that the administration departments are coming together and providing you the information and everything, I think we as an industry needed to be a part of that meeting or also come together with them in creating some different and more equitable ways of taxing our industry.
In response to all that testimony, House Fisheries Committee Chair Louise Stutes said she wasn't ready to move the bill at the end of Tuesday's hearing.
But I don't want to see the fishing industry be the only one that's subject to a tax increase. Consequently, this bill is going to be held in committee until an undetermined time, until I feel comfortable that the fishing industry, in fact, is not being singled out.
Stutes says the committee will draft some recommendations on the bill and provide additional opportunities for public testimony before it moves forward. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.